Hi, this is Jolly John. We just spoken to Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones in Phoenix, Arizona. The Rolling Stones will be in Vancouver tomorrow. Now let's listen to that interview with Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones.
Sleep and relaxation, that's number one in my priority.
Great. That's about number one in mine, too. Brian, what are some interesting experiences you've had so far in your tour? We're looking and seeing you've had quite a long tour and exhausting. Every day you're playing somewhere.
Yeah.
And I heard you had an exciting time in Montreal. Would you like to relate some of the experiences?
That was very wild. Yeah, we've had some very wild shows. It really, as you say, it's been very hard work, but it's been very sort of fruitful hard work, so we don't feel too weary. We feel very satisfied with the work we've done over here. We managed to get 3 days vacation in Miami halfway through the tour, which provides a nice little breather.
Did you try any skin diving down there?
No, but we went out in some little boats and sort of lazed around on the beach and in the pool and just sort of... just sort of relaxed generally. It was very nice.
Very good. Brian, do you plan on singing Satisfaction and It's All Over Now when you come to Vancouver?
Satisfaction, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's All Over Now. We don't include in the present lineup of songs we're doing.
Right.
At the moment we're doing Satisfaction and Get Off My Cloud, of course. And,
great. That Get Off My Cloud is...
A couple of old ones. We're doing Not Fade Away and Play With Fire and The Last Time. And then we do some album tracks, such as That's How Strong My Love Is, and Mercy, Mercy, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Great. Get Off My Cloud is currently on our survey. It was number one a few weeks back, and it's still pretty popular. The Other Side is kind of a gassy sound, too. Brian, how many of the fellows have you got there with you now?
Well, at the moment, I'm just here by myself, but all the guys are sort of busy sort of packing, either packing or getting ready for the show. I saw Charlie just now, but he's probably a bit busy. I'll just have to get Bob, our road manager, to see who he can collect, if he can collect anybody.
Yeah, do you fly in your own private plane?
Yes, we do, but this time the plane is leaving tonight, I believe, after the show, or early in the morning, something like that, but we're getting a jet.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can get some much-needed sleep.
Brian, do you like drinking tea?
Tea, I love tea.
You love it. It's an old English tradition, isn't it?
Of course, yes.
I'm from Kingston on Thames. Have you ever been there?
Oh, yes, very well.
Just from London. Where are you originally from in England?
I have a lot of friends there. I'm originally from Cheltenham, actually, about 100 miles, in Gloucestershire, you know.
Uh-huh.
About 100 miles from London. As soon as I left school, I moved up to London, and I've been living there ever since. So, really, I feel like a Londoner, and I consider myself a Londoner.
I'd like to go back for a trip. I've never been there since I was there during the war, and I just love it.
There's a lot of things happening there.
Uh-huh. Now, fellas, we're really looking forward to it. You'll be coming to Vancouver tomorrow.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
And the crowds here, there's going to be 5,500 people here, and I know they're just going to go out of their trees. They've been waiting for a long time.
5,000 or 500 or 5,500?
5,000, actually the exact number is 5,300 and something, but there'll be a lot of people outside, too.
See what you can do between now and then to build it up.
When do you... when do you sleep, Brian? Do you get any time? Is it on the plane or where?
What's the sleep?
Well, have you heard of that word before?
We manage pretty well because usually we fly out of a town after we do a show onto the next place, and we often sort of sit around and talk or write letters home or play records until the early hours of the morning or even the late hours of the morning. We often stay up till about 7 or 8. Then we sleep all day, get up and sort of have a meal, a late breakfast about 6 o'clock in the evening, and then go to the show. It works out pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Brian, I'm sure that everyone is going to be looking forward to seeing the Rolling Stones. Perhaps you'd like to say hi to all your fans here in Vancouver who are looking forward to seeing you and the rest of the boys.
Yes, indeed. I'd like to say hello to everybody, and we're really looking forward to coming there. We've never been to Vancouver. We've heard a lot of things about it, and it's going to be quite an experience.
By the way, Vancouver is in the province of British Columbia,
right.
So you should feel at home being British, you know.
Yeah.
Quite. Well, Brian, I know you're very busy, and you got to get packed there, so we'll let you... You're playing tonight, by the way, in Phoenix. What time is your show?
In about 2 hours' time.
Very good. Well, look, say hi to the other fellas. There's no one there at the moment we can say hi to. I suppose they're all busy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Brian. Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones, thanks for talking to us, and we'll see you tomorrow in Vancouver.
It's been a pleasure.
Bye now.
Bye. Thank you very much. Bye.